How much?
How much what?
How much?
This is the start. This is the start of the episode.
This is not the start of the episode.
I'm rolling.
You're rolling now? Okay, so the episode ended with Tyler refusing to tell me how much he bought his vehicle for. So I'm continuing into the intro. Tyler, how much did you buy the car for?
I'm not telling you, man.
So yeah, anyways, this podcast, we talked about Tyler possibly trading his vehicle and definitely losing a lot in value.
For a huge upgrade.
For a good upgrade.
Huge upgrade. But
Tyler's so ashamed to tell me how much he bought it for. Because I'm pretty sure he had to bend over the back of the truck and get raped.
My asshole's wide open, sir.
We also talk about Dr. Disrespect on his big comeback after being kicked off of Twitch. He comes back to YouTube. He doesn't have a deal signed, but very exciting. Crazy numbers. 500,000 people viewing, coming in to listen to him.
We talk politics in this episode.
Briefly. Until I have a mini panic attack. So, yeah, we really don't talk about it. We just go over it and then we quickly
move on. Seth talks about his history in the boys' home, working with the boys.
Yep, working in the boys' home. I'm interested in foster care and that kind of stuff. And
Seth actually gets a little sentimental in this episode.
A little sentimental, yeah. There's no crazy jokes this time.
Seth actually sounds like a normal human being.
I'm nice to Tyler for once. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. He did make me some nice coffee, so.
Not bad, right? Death Wish coffee. You did ruin it with the milk and sugar, but that's fine.
That's okay. But you know what? We're gonna make some UFC. I'm definitely about to make some amazing pizza.
Dude, I'm starving. Can we end the intro so we can get moving?
This intro right now, and I already chopped up the onion, so I'm not going to cry the little bitch, so that's good. But let's just get on into it. Please put your seats in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. Welcome back to another podcast, guys. It's the first podcast of the week, and it's the end of the week, so that's very disappointing. You can blame Tyler on that for that one.
Yeah, whatever.
No, we both failed this week because I was gonna come over, but my sleeping pattern was all jacked up. Tuesday or Wednesday, and then you couldn't do it Thursday or Friday.
Nope.
Tyler had to put in, 60 hours this week?
Mm-hmm.
About 60? Yeah. Back on the grind. Not as bad as you guys might remember. Like, Tyler was putting in, 80 plus hours?
Pushing just over 70.
Just over 70. I think the most I've done in a week is, 80 hours. And that was in a movie theater. So it was, chill. So it wasn't that stressful. It was kind of...
How do you do 80 hours at a theater?
I mean, there was only a handful of us that worked there. There was just plenty of shifts. You're basically there all day.
Fuck, that sounds terrible. Did you eat a lot of the food?
I drove 30 minutes, huh?
Did you eat any food?
Not usually.
If I'm in a movie theater all day, sir, I'm going to eat some food while I'm there.
Yeah, I don't think I ever asked if it was okay or anything. I just never did it. Unless we're sitting down to watch a movie, I think.
Dude, when I used to work at...
But being around it all day, it's going to be hard to eat that.
Well, see, my first job, I worked at a German pub. And I was a dishwasher, so I worked in the kitchen. That was my first job ever, right? And...
Good first job.
It was fun, dude.
I didn't realize you had restaurant experience.
Yeah. It was actually really fun. Like, it sucked washing the dishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, working... Seth's got to take a call. All right. Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
we're back.
Quick interruption. I had to deal with an old tenant. Happy to sell a property that was a little bit of a pain. New owner was fine with taking on a couple renters that were behind on rent. And
Just typical Seth doing business during business.
Doing business during business.
Yeah.
I mean, they both got behind during COVID, so... Both renters were clashing a little bit too, so they'd complain to me about each other, so it was turned into quite a headache. And that place has been a headache since I bought it, because when I first bought it, I had to evict two people that just didn't pay me rent.
Sounds like a little bit of a high school going on there.
Definitely, yeah. I got I got a new handyman too that's helping my other handyman, and they're him and his wife do a lot of good work, and they're probably gonna manage for me. I was gonna work with a realtor, and I'm still leaving that open, but he hasn't gotten in contact with me yet. I'm like, if you're not gonna take the time to contact me, how much do you really want my business? Is what I'm thinking, but.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Anyways, let's move on.
I was talking about how I used to work at a German pub for my first job. Mm-hmm. And while I worked there, I actually had a lot of fun because I worked in the kitchen with a bunch of chefs and a bunch of other people that like really knew how to cook. So like they taught me how to cook a bunch of German dishes. And throughout my time there, I was literally eating the food all the time. Like, they would just cook things. They would cook bowls of fries. Dude, the fries at this place, obviously French fries are not, like, a typical German food. But, like, they had some American food there. And the French fries that they had, they were the perfect amount of crispy. They had a nice little crunch to them. And, dude, I just remember the chefs just making bowls of fries and just, like, leaving them there. And you could eat them whenever you wanted, dude. And I just remember...
Makes me think of Five Guys.
I just remember eating fries, like... all night while I'm washing dishes.
Is this when you got a little chubby?
Yeah, dude. When I was I was just eating food all the time. I was just eating these random dishes because they would just cook them up and we would eat. But, dude, it was so fun because, like, you can't explain the energy of working in a kitchen on a Friday night at a German bar. Like, there's just something fun about it. And, like, when you hear people... come through the door and the waitress or waiter comes through and they go 10 top and just like everybody's like, all right, here we go. And just like the energy is so palpable and you can feel it.
I always got stressed out dealing with a big top at first, but once you get going, you get everybody's drinks and orders in, it's like easy going and you're gonna make a pretty good tip too.
Mm-hmm.
And we, we were a little bad back in the day, and anybody over six people or eight people, I think it was eight, you added on a gratuity. And a lot of times they wouldn't pay attention and look on the ticket. Or there's maybe even once or twice where we brought them, they just handed us the credit card and we didn't even bring back the entire big receipt that had, and they would put tip on top of tip. And then,
where was this at?
Ruby Tuesday.
You are a piece of shit, my friend.
They'd put tip on top of tip. So we do all right. And I mean, we're not going to just. Should have tell the person.
Sure, we're not going to tell the person we're taking their money.
What we should have done.
I don't know. I think that's called stealing. Yeah, that's stealing. That's right.
Which we found out later that people that we stopped doing that Ruby Tuesday because people complained that they didn't know that the gratuity was added on.
Well, hey, I would complain too if you're taking more money than I thought you would be taking.
It says it right there in.
Not if you don't give them the entire check.
Right. That is definitely the extra. The douchey thing was definitely not. I think
not showing them. Yeah.
Yeah, not showing them.
Yeah.
That gratuity's already been added on.
People like that just deserve a special place in hell. I think you'll be there.
I was young, dumb.
How long did you do this for?
Young and dumb.
How long did you do this for?
I only did that once or twice. That situation, yeah. But no, the last few years I worked at Ruby Tuesday, we didn't even add on gratuity.
Hmm.
So, I worked at Ruby Tuesday so long serving, I really enjoyed it that on and off over the years for 10 years, probably on and off. So probably all together, maybe 6 years, you know, if you added up all the times to, you know, but on and off 10 years and I loved it and it made it impossible to go to other restaurants because I was just so used to that style of serving and the way things were.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I went and tried to work at an Olive Garden one time. Dude, I couldn't handle having to have a big tray and walk around with that thing. It just felt so weird.
How long did you work at Olive Garden?
So out of place. Like a month.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I made it through a training and quit.
God damn, dude. Olive Garden breadsticks, though?
They're pretty good.
Two at a time.
But better breadsticks than even them is there's a fast food Italian place, which... I think a lot of them closed down, but you can still find them in different places. A fast food Italian place called Fazoli's.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Like
we have one. Like,
oh really?
I'm pretty sure we have one.
Oh really? Oh damn! Oh, we gotta eat that sometime. Yeah, it's like, it's okay. Like, but their breadsticks are amazing. Their pizza's all right too. But
they I think you've told me about them before.
But it's so their breadsticks look just like Olive Garden, but four times more buttery. Like,
I don't want amount more of butteriness,
butter. Huh?
I don't want more butter.
Oh, I love the butteriness, man. I love the butteriness. It just the breadstick just melts in your mouth, man.
Yeah, so there's one in Sandusky.
Oh, damn.
That'd dude, be the, that'd be the closest one, the one in Sandusky.
We gotta do road trip, man. Last, we got our feet wet a little bit by going, literally got our feet, my feet wet in the lake, going to see
the comet,
which was a blast. But Tyler and I have been talking about going to do some camping or something, get out of town. Tyler's been working like crazy. I've been stressed over property stuff here lately. And which
I told you we're going to go to Mohican. We'll spend like a couple days in Mohican because that's fun.
Mohican, yeah. Yeah. Well, how far away is that?
A couple hours.
Okay, cool.
Pretty fun. You know what, dude? I've never, out of all the places I've ever been, I've never been to Hocking Hills.
Hocking Hills?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah, what's that?
See, that's the thing. You don't even know about this place. Hocking Hills is like a really...
I don't know about Ohio.
Hocking Hills is a very big tourist destination for Ohio, just because when you go there, it doesn't feel like you're in Ohio anymore. It feels like you are in, like, another world. Mm-hmm. You ever seen photos of Hocking Hills?
No. I was looking at, like, the top 10 places to, like, see... Like sightsees, like to
in,
see
Ohio specifically.
And there's some cool looking like waterfalls and shit and different stuff. Like, yeah.
But dude, when you just look at, like, just scroll through some of the Google images here of Hocking Hills.
How far away is this?
It's probably 3 hours away from us.
I feel like you've shown me these pictures before.
But it's a really big.
Or like I've seen this before.
Yeah, somewhere. It's a really big tourist destination. But
that looks amazing.
For me, having an adventurous...
Oh, my gosh, I want to swim in that.
Doesn't that look amazing?
That looks fucking amazing.
But for me, of all the places that I've been and just randomly going on trips, and I've never been to this place, I don't know why.
How far away again?
3 hours.
3 hours. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to go there. I'm for it.
I just opened up my YouTube, and there's Dr. Disrespect, I think, did I talk about Dr. Disrespect getting kicked off of Twitch and nobody knew why?
I think you bored us with that before.
Yeah, so still, nobody knows. So he finally, this is fucking insane. So he's coming back on YouTube.
If this doesn't blow my mind, I'm going to be upset.
Come back on YouTube. And he posted day before yesterday, what was today? That was Friday. Today's Saturday. So Thursday,
tomorrow's Sunday.
Thursday, he started a video saying that he's gonna go live, either possibly today or tomorrow, and he started like just a live stream of like a Lamborghini with the doors up at a gas station, just sitting there at a gas station, and it had over 300,000 viewers. For at least an hour plus, over 300, and then dripped down below that. But there was still, for the longest time, hundreds of thousands of people watching him. And at its peak, it was over 300,000 for an hour. And people were becoming members, which is $5 a pop, and we've been tipping him. And it was just like some talk in the background and stuff. He didn't even show his face. He wasn't even there. And he was making a ridiculous amount of money and had over 300,000 viewers. For the most part, like the top streamers on average get 20,000, like the biggest ones get 20,000-30,000K.
So what's the point? What was the point of this then?
He had been gone for like a couple months and he had just came back and it was a new platform. He'd been kicked off of Twitch. Nobody knows why he's been kicked off Twitch. All these crazy theories are out there. Stuff went down there's Microsoft's platform for streaming. It got shut down, and then he lost his job at Twitch, which I think I think the reason that Twitch let him go is because they just signed him to like something like a $30 million deal, and they found out, hey, is it worth? Maybe their thought is it's not worth giving him all this money when, like, maybe they ran the numbers again and was like, hey, it's not worth, like, we're not going to get this money back. Look, this other Mixer paid millions of dollars for these streamers and they still went under, you know, and we're already big on our own. We don't
right,
need
but they
him.
Already made a contract with
made
him.
Made a
gave
contract
him money.
With him, but they were just able to fire him. And supposedly he might be suing them and stuff because, I mean.
Well, if you make a contract with me for money and then you kick me off the platform, I'm going to sue you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
If with no reason, like no reason whatsoever, and you don't tell them a reason, like maybe
that's how it works.
Something in the contract where they feel they can just easily do that and not get any repercussions or have to pay him any money out of it, you know? But so it's crazy. So he came back to YouTube yesterday. Half a million people watching. Half a million, constantly getting tips, constantly people becoming members. And, I mean, made thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars within a day.
That's crazy.
And it's so funny. So he was like, he always has sunglasses on. He's got this, like, wig, like, mullet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, do you know what he looks like? Did you see?
I'm pretty sure I've seen him before.
Yeah. So he has... He always has his, he has like this bulletproof kind of looking thing, like jacket thing, and sunglasses, and it like straight, looks like he's straight out of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right, I want you to look into my eyes. I'm going to take off my sunglasses. And he turns around and he pretends to take off sunglasses. He grabs another pair and tosses it to the side to make like, and he looks back around and he still has his sunglasses on.
That's funny.
So it's like he had two pairs of sunglasses on, but he pretended to take off sunglasses. He's like, and he said, I have no idea. He just like, it seemed very sincere that he had no idea why they kicked him off. So it doesn't seem like he committed any kind of crime, you know, or something like that. People, man, all the theories have been all over the place, but I think they're just trying to save some money. Because $30 million is a lot of, I mean, would he make them back that money? I don't know. I don't know how you would calculate that all. I mean, the big way, him doing ads and stuff, like they can make money that way. And then with, I think when somebody tips you, I think you might get all the tip. But with the membership, you get $3.50 and Twitch would get like $1.50 or something like that. So, that'd have to be a lot of memberships over however many years for them mm-hmm. to pay up, you know, $30 million. Like, are they really going to get their money's worth when they're already still popular anyways? And him going somewhere else, like, I think, like, is it really going to take away from their numbers? Like, they still are really, really popular and people really like Twitch. So, but anyways, like, so he came back with, like, he's the best entertainer as far as like just personality and everything. And he has a whole character, you know, like, it's really cool to see him back, but it's just so wild. Like people feel like it's really hurting Twitch that, you know, like and it's going to scare other streamers too. Like, holy shit, I can just get fired for no reason. And they won't even tell me why. I mean, like I'm just out of a job just like that. Like that's stressful. So, but he came back on YouTube, but he doesn't have a contract with YouTube. He could stream on Facebook, and he supposedly people are saying he's considering even streaming on his own website. So that could be a possibility there too. And then, but so that's big news. So make sure you
is that big news? Tag, did that make Fox News?
The funny part is, you know, it could have easily, like. I'm going to laugh if I type in Fox News and an article comes out about it. Fox News. Doctor.
Did that make GMA? Good Morning America. Did it make my local news station, 13ABC?
I don't care. I hate local news. Or I hate all news right now. It's just so annoying. Like all they do is I don't like the president that much myself.
Dude,
like,
you don't have Apple TV Plus, do you?
Honestly, shit on him. Like
you don't have Apple TV Plus.
No, I don't. Have you tried that out?
Yeah, so I have it. I got it. Oh, shit, you have to let me I got a year free. No, not happening. I got a year free with my new phone from Apple. So, like, I bought my iPhone. It came with a year of Apple TV Plus for free.
Yeah, and there's a couple shows on there where I'm going to check out.
So I just watched, I started one today. It's called The Morning Show. It's got Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston in it.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Dude, have you watched it?
I saw the trailer. I've seen a trailer for a number of the shows that look good.
All right, so basically it's a television show about big news. And it the idea of it is it's kind of like a knockoff of GMA. Like it's Good Morning America. It's this morning show that everybody watches. But this one, in this television show, they call it The Morning Show. And, dude, just I only watched the first episode. Basically, the basis of it is, like, when it starts, it's starting off. I don't want to give too much of it away. But basically, what happens is the guy, Steve Carell, it starts off with him getting fired from the show sexual harassment. Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston is the co-anchor in the show. And she's basically, like, wanting to go on the television show the morning that this happens, and like wanting to like express how she feels about it. But the whole idea of it is it's like it's a behind the scenes of morning shows, behind the scenes of like news stations.
How many episodes are you in?
I've only watched the first episode. It's an hour long, and I watched it and it had me hooked right away, dude, because Steve Carell, phenomenal actor. Jennifer Aniston, phenomenal actor. There's actually a lot of other really big people in it that are like popping up as the show's going on. But, dude, it was really well shot. The storyline is looking great already because it's already looking like they're trying to replace Jennifer Aniston in The Morning Show, like saying that she's, like, lost her touch and, like, this is just the opportunity for us to get her replaced. And, like, dude, it's really good, and I'm looking forward to watching more of it, but I would definitely check it out. It's called The Morning Show.
Yeah.
Fucking good shit, dude. Good shit. There's just so much good TV out there.
Yeah. What membership do you need to log in for? The funny part is between the two of us, we have about everything. Mm. We have close to everything.
We have pretty much close to everything, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Which, have they put the new HBO? I know it switched out. I don't know.
HBO Max is not on there yet.
Still on there? Mm-mm. Which is funny because I think they discontinued HBO Go.
Yeah.
So you can't do HBO Go now.
Yeah, but I don't think HBO Max is on there yet.
But with a Chromecast, I would be able to cast to a TV.
Yeah.
I got to get me a Chromecast again. I just let my uncle have mine, so he could cast like the NBA. He likes to watch all the Celtics games, so to be able to cast that way. Like you said, this older
The older generation of Apple TV.
And it's so easy to when you do the cast thing, kind of like a cast thing.
It's easy to disconnect.
The question is, how is the technology has gotten better where that's the same? Because, man, ever since the beginning, for the most part, Chromecast has been so fluid, like, to be able to cast. Now, the interface, like, is okay. I wonder if that's, I guess
the interface would be the same. Is different.
If the interface is, because that would be a whole new system.
Yeah, it's much different.
Yeah, I want to get one and try it
out. I do want to get a newer one.
Yeah, it'd be nice to do, but my latest toy myself for technology, Tyler got me into Alexa.
Hey, don't say it too loud. Alexa? She's listening. Nope. Shut up.
Alexa, how's your day going?
Stop.
You got to turn down. There she is.
Now she's talking to us.
We could interview Alexa. I wonder if we could get our views up by interviewing Alexa for an episode.
Dude, the best thing is like television shows these days, it's starting to get more modern, so they will say Alexa in the television show, and my Alexa will turn on, and she'll, like, start talking to the TV, and I'm like, no, shut up. They're not talking to you.
Alexa, does the government have the cure for the virus? You know, like what she said is really important stuff that they don't talk about as much. Going to town now. Nobody told me not to say
it. By the way, people that can't hear her, she's literally listing things off. Yeah.
Yeah. Alexa, shut the fuck up.
She shut up.
She did, didn't she? She knows her place. I'm just kidding, Alexa.
But yeah, like you were saying, the stuff that she was just talking about is important.
Don't take off Alexa. She could randomly wake you up in the middle of the night if she wanted.
I mean, yeah.
What is it, Jinx or something? There's really good movie where like the, you know, something like Alexa like takes over the life, or like gets a crush on the guy and wants to be involved in his life and taking over different technology and stuff and like taking all the money out of his account and everything. It's the guy. It's have you heard of this movie?
Mm-mm.
I think it's Jinxies or something like that. But it's a comedy where like Alexa's like destroying this dude's life because she's in love with him.
Interesting.
And there's like even the part of the trailer where push the button, push harder. Like she's getting off.
That's great. Being
pushed. I can't believe you haven't seen this movie. We should watch a movie tonight. There's so many good movies on that are movies that I haven't seen because. Well, two partially because there's a lot of good, like Amazon Video or Amazon. Do you still have your login for Amazon?
I don't have Prime.
Okay, well I can hook you up with that. I can log you into that. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, that's an easy interface to rent movies through their mm-hmm. system, or whatever. And then there's a number they'll go down to as cheap as like $3 for some of their
same movies. Thing with Apple TV. Theirs is pretty easy to rent movies through.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I rented Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's how I watched it.
And the two of the newer 4K Apple TV. One, probably real crystal clear.
Oh yeah,
that'd
probably be beautiful. That's what I want to get as a 4K.
Yeah,
one.
I think you get an idea what you want to when you go. We got to go to. Let's try to do that next week. Go to Best Buy and pick out my TV.
That's right. I forgot. We still got to do that.
And because I think the TV I want is a Samsung. The crystal one I think is really cheap now. Like it's one of the, it was so funny. So, right before I left Arkansas, I bought like a brand new TV and then I moved away and I bought a really nice TV. It was a curved TV and it was 65 inch. Very nice. And then they call it the HDU or whatever. Like the interface is so, man, compared to what the technology for the first smart TVs. I remember having one of the first smart TVs, not one of the first ones, but I upgraded and got a smart TV and the interface was completely shit. Mm-hmm. Like it was like
confusing, stupid to use.
Not as confusing as it was choppy. Like it wasn't very fluid. Like it didn't work very well at all. And I would just use Chromecast like for everything. And Chromecast was just like on another level, just being able to just quickly shoot it from your cell phone. And then me and my friends too, we would chill in my kitchen a lot of times and like watch music videos. And then like somebody would pick out the next video and add it to the queue. So there's a list of things on YouTube and you can just add stuff to the queue. But I bought that brand new TV, 65 inch TV. And then I moved away, which I was able to rent out my place for pretty good money because I rented out fully furnished. So thankfully too, that TV has stood the test of time too. One of the other TVs I got broke, but that one has not. And that was like $1,000 TV. And that same TV now probably like can get for like $500.
Probably cheaper maybe.
Yeah. Even cheaper than that. Cause that was,
TVs are not that expensive anymore, dude.
But I could tell everybody right now, do not get a curved TV unless you're going to have it in a corner. Like where your TV is right now against a wall like that, you wouldn't really want to curve. But in a corner, it works perfect because the sides are curved out and you're all sitting at it from a. So if that makes sense, I mean, just like it works well for a corner, and that. But I got a curved again when I was at my uncle's and just look, it was above the fireplace. And we had it on a swivel thing that went out. And I was like, well, it just looks ridiculous, too, if it's not in a corner because the curves are coming out.
Yeah, it's coming
and
out.
And you got to be within that curve. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
I've got a curved monitor as my computer
monitor.
I do
like the curve, okay. But it's not much of a big difference.
It just depends on what you're using it for.
Yeah, and it definitely helps if it was in a corner.
Like when I sit at my desk in my room and I use it for, like, my PC or I use it to like play video games, like the monitor is literally like a couple feet in front of me and it's great to just be able to like look at it
like
this.
So you do like it?
Yeah.
Do you like it more than having a flat one?
It just depends on what I'm using it for.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to finally getting my living room set up a little bit. I feel like my couch definitely needs to be
Your couch is still in the box.
Nope. No, it's not.
Oh.
It's all put together. Oh. I even got pictures up. Yeah, it's completely out of the box.
You took photo proof of this?
I know. I was thinking about taking photo proof and sending it to you. I took it out of the box like last week.
All right, so you bought it how long ago?
Like back in February, I think.
Jesus Christ. You know, some people started... Because
we were in the middle of remodeling, though.
Listen, some people started businesses during quarantine. Some people, you know, learned new things stuff during quarantine. Seth just bought a couch and left it in a box during quarantine.
Good shit.
Yeah. Did you see President Trump was in Clyde?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was visiting the Whirlpool plant.
I would think he's going to be spending a lot of time here because, I mean, this is, Ohio is like a battleground state, right? Like,
I don't know. I think so.
I think Ohio is. Like, it's one of the big ones that can determine the, I mean, because a lot of the states are already kind of determined. Oh, man, I'm already getting a headache just talking about politics. Quickly, Tyler, to change the subject before I have a seizure.
Did you see that our governor's got the coronavirus now?
No, really?
Yeah.
What is the name of the governor? I don't know the governor's name.
DeWine.
DeWine, okay.
It's got the coronavirus. A lot of people...
Is
there
he
was,
a Democratic or...
There was a bunch of memes going around of...
politics.
There was a bunch of memes going around of Donald Trump getting a hold of DeWine, saying, hey, I'm coming to visit your state. Let's meet up. And DeWine's like, can't, got coronavirus. And then after Trump leaves, DeWine's like, I'm all better. So, like, he didn't want to meet Trump. There was a bunch of those. I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's a huge proponent of mask on in public. Like, he's one of those people that even when the coronavirus was just starting up, like, he was hardcore mask in public.
It's so funny how that took so long to catch on. Like, we should have... I think maybe they thought there was like going to be a mask shortage too. Maybe that was part of it. But
dude, I just bought masks at Target today.
How much did you pay for them?
$4 for two.
For two? Oh, that's cheap. I like mine. I just got one at Walmart for $5. Somebody was like selling them for like they're homemade, and I think the money is going to some nonprofit or something.
Dude, it's crazy how masks are just kind of like a fashion statement at this point now. Like, it's just everyday life.
I was about to grab a cool looking one online that was like Adidas looking one that would look really cool, and then I just never pulled. I was like, I kind of hate the idea of spending almost $20
at this point,
$15
though.
$15 on like a mask.
At this point, we need to invest in like a good mask because I don't see it ever going away for a long time.
It's going to be, probably for a very long time. Like, to an extent, there probably will always be some people that will wear it, and they're so used to it too. And once you get used to it, you know what, in a way, it's going to be like a comfort thing probably for some people.
Mm-hmm.
They're so used to putting it on, like they feel naked without it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean.
It'd take me a while for that, I think. I still,
that's the thing, though. I wear it every single day.
Oh, yeah, that's different for you. If you're wearing it every day.
I wear it every day.
I mean, there's some days where I'll just hang out the house, so I don't know.
It'll literally feel like I'm still wearing a mask even when I don't. Like, I'll still feel it on my face after wearing it all day. And I'll get home and I'll take it off, and I can just... It's feel like a ghost mask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, my mask isn't on. It's weird. At this point, it's pretty close. I almost spend more time with my mask on than I do with it off. That's crazy. Fucking mask. Look at Nala over there. My dog is falling asleep in the middle of the living room floor, but she just won't lay down.
She
go lay down.
If you guys didn't see,
go lay down.
I think I used that same picture for Tyler posted this picture of Nala just sitting on the couch, just giving Tyler the most pissed off look. And it was such a funny picture. And I reposted it.
To be fair, she woke up like that.
She woke up like that. She just had that. But that's the face she gives you when she's pissed at you. And so I posted it on our stories, and I put Tyler, I hate you.
Yeah, you did.
Or something like this, like it just like a bubble of her saying, Tyler, I hate you. That's all I could come up with. But I felt like it fit well. But then I used that same one for that same picture. So yeah, go like that picture if you're on following us on Instagram. Oh yeah, there it is. Episode 132, feeling moody.
That's right, feeling moody.
Yeah, because you told me you were calling it feeling moody, and I was like, oh, that's perfect for Nala's picture. Like, she just got that look. She's giving that Tyler that look. Like, oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Dude, you know how before we did the last podcast, I bought a camera.
Yeah, you came in already.
Do you? Oh, that's right. It's not on my desk. Guess what fucking happened after I bought my camera, dude?
Oh, shit, Tyler.
So, again. I mean,
you're still smiling, so it can't be too horrible. Or
again,
or
I was
smiling to cry.
I'm smiling because I'm pissed. I was looking at this camera for like weeks, right? Like,
oh, no.
Every single day, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, ah, maybe I'll get it. Maybe I'll get it. I was
tell me the price didn't go back down
mixing
again.
Mixing and matching. Nope. So what ended up happening is I finally pulled the trigger last week, right before we did a podcast.
And I remember you missed out on it being
$200 cheaper. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, that sucks. But I still wanted to buy it anyways. So I bought it, right? After I bought it, I noticed that it said my order, this is the day after, and it said back order. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I just bought it. It said it was in stock. Why is it on back order? I paid for expedited shipping. I wanted it here the next day.
Shit. They better give you back some of that money.
And so, hang on. I wanted it here the next day. And I was like, I want it here. I want to use it. I need to practice because I need to get used to using it because I wanted to use it for Jocelyn's wedding.
Right, right, right.
And it went on back order the day after. And I waited a couple days. I'm waiting for the email. Check it every single day. Still on back order. Still on back order. 3 days after that, Canon's website goes down. Mm-hmm. Internal error, 404. Can't get into the website. I'm like, what the fuck? Their website's down now? I hop on Twitter. I type in, thank God for Twitter. Type in, Canon's website down. Dude, Canon got hacked. And they lost 10 terabytes of data that was potentially stolen from them. And their website's been down for an entire week. And I forget what they call the name of this hack, but somebody hacked into their actual website.
Oh my gosh.
And a bunch of data got stolen. And I got to figure out what the name of this
what
hack
kind of
is.
Fucking luck is that, Tyler?
It was, I know. If I would have bought it 2 weeks earlier, I would have had my camera. But it was Canon hit by a ransomware attack. And their website's been down ever since.
It might
dude.
Be time to start to switch to Sony.
Fuck no, I love Canon. But I was just so pissed because if I would have bought it a week earlier, I would have it by now. But I waited.
And you would have saved $200.
And I would have saved $200. I would have had it.
So what's the latest news? Like, when is
nothing.
It?
Their website, right now, they're still working on their website. But as of right now,
they might even lost your order.
Well, it doesn't matter. I still have my receipt and everything. Like, I still have the actual email and everything. But like, at this point, I don't have a camera. I don't know when it's going to come.
Probably just get a refund and maybe they would just show up. But you're in a hurry. You want to get it for the wedding. Yeah. Oh, shit. The wedding's coming up soon.
Yeah, the wedding's this month,
RSVP.
Dude.
I forgot I can put that off.
The wedding is this month.
Did you? I guess you didn't have to RSVP.
No, I'm the photographer.
Since you didn't even get a. But I got an invitation. Fuck you.
Cool. I'm part of it.
I'm part of the wedding.
Dude, like I'm so salty about that right now. So pissed.
So salty, salty.
Because I actually went out today and I was taking photos because I had to take.
Website
taking,
still down.
Still down. I'm taking photos for the office
the
at work.
Entire website.
Entire website, dude.
Did you just try to go to it too?
No, not just now.
It would be funny if it comes up.
It's been down for an entire week, dude. So upset.
Global Canon?
Yeah. Seth's brain is processing information on his cell phone.
I'm trying to. I think it's up.
Let me see. No, I don't think that's the right one.
It took me to Canon.com. Took me to Canon Global. Maybe they took it to a different website they have.
Right.
Oh, the U.S. Canon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a different one.
Site is currently unavailable. We apologize for any inconvenience. so salty. Even when I click on like my link in my email to like track my order.
Yeah.
Just nothing. Site's down. I don't know how long it's going to be down, but I'm just sitting here with my dick in my hand waiting for my camera. I go to
Canon.com, though. It takes me to Canon Global, so I guess that's a separate thing.
It's just Canon USA.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah. Fucking sucks.
Very much so. Have you been keeping your eye on any video games with Big Drop, like any video games that are coming out?
Not really, dude, because I haven't even played video games.
So have Halo. Halo's coming out.
A new one?
New Halo called Halo Infinite. And they finally released some gameplay and everything that Microsoft
did. How's it look?
I wasn't super impressed with it. And a lot of other people, just the way it looked, like, but it's kind of old school look to it in a way. But like, I don't know, like I felt like the graphics would be, you know, crazy amazing.
Is it next gen? But is it for a next gen console?
It's for next generation consoles. So I don't know, maybe... I think they had an explanation, like it's supposed to be better than that, but whatever. But anyways, I'm a huge, gigantic Halo fan. Everything, all the games they've had, I've enjoyed playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an all-around, like that's been my number
Halo
one
Halo was fun.
Big fan. So I'm super excited. They're going to be going back to split screen. Halo 5, you could do split screen. So with big-ass TV, it will be fine for even
playing.
Wait,
what do you mean you couldn't
screen
do split
Reason
screen?
4. You can only play by yourself, and with other, you can play with people online, but you can have somebody else come over to your house and play on your same system.
Really?
Nope.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Not on Halo 5, yep.
That's kind of stupid.
Yep, so they went back to split screen, so then you should be able to do fourth person too. But I mean, if I have a 65-inch TV, it would be no big deal to have a four-person
team. Growing up with my cousins, we would always play with each other.
Oh, that was a blast.
Split screen.
I remember
great.
Doing that some with you, I think. We was in Halo.
I think you definitely played with us.
I think we went over to your cousins.
It was the Grubs,
played.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it was you guys were surprised how good I was.
Yeah, dude, that was some of the funnest times ever.
I tell the story about the time that I entered a Halo competition at, like, it was a Boys and Girls Club. And
no.
I didn't talk about this.
I don't think so.
I might have, but I'll tell the story again. I'm working at a boys' home, and I take a handful of my kids to go to this Halloween party or whatever. They're doing a Halo tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, I'm just chilling. The kids are all just in the area, so it's pretty easy to monitor them. And so I was like, I'm going to jump in on this Halo tournament. And, dude, like, the kids always liked me going around for – because I just look like I'm one of them. Like,
yeah, you're a kid.
I look like I'm young enough to be in high school.
Still look like a
kid.
I
went to a dance one time, and I was playing on my cell phone. And the guy's like, oh, you plan on going to the Army? Because I was playing some Army game. Like, and I was like, no. Like, the teacher literally thought I was a student there, and I was chaperoning a dance. They wanted me to go, which I feel so bad about that. They wanted me to come to their prom because I just look, you know, like one of them. And I ended up quitting and moving away before the prom happened, so that was a bummer. But anyways, so we're playing Halo, and I guess the person over it just thinks that I'm probably one of the kids or whatever, and we're playing through the tournament, and I end up winning. And he goes to give me a gift card or something. I'm like, you know what? I'm staff. I brought some kids here, and. So the runner-up kid was like, oh, wow. You know, he got it. So the kid that I beat got it.
So was it like a head-to-head tournament?
Yeah, there was like, I think we started with like split screen and all that, like 4-on-4, and then it just weeded down. I think we started with like, so I was pretty decent to be able to beat. Like, I think there was at least 12-plus kids that entered the thing.
That's pretty cool.
I can't remember, but yeah, and beat them all. And I wasn't in my 20s still to be able to beat some of these kids. I mean, that shows you how much I play the game. But, man, you're at your prime to an extent when you're a teenager, just your reflexes. Like, I would say, like, as far as developing into, like, good communication, playing, like, team games, you can still play those in your 20s pretty good. And, I mean, there's still plenty of gamers that are pros, like, into their 30s. But I feel like that your prime, like... Your reflexes like,
younger
are
years.
So, you know, so big, but that was cool, you know, and then I ended up having a conversation. The guy ended up offering me a job to work at the Boys and Girls Club or wanted to come apply, and just talking about what I did, and because I mean back then too, I wanted to open my own boys' home at some point, and I was looking into it, and really it comes down to just having the money to fund it. You probably have to have. I mean, it'd probably be good to have $500,000 to fund it properly. But, I mean, the crazy thing is, like, I mean, I'd do it more for the kids. But the crazy part is, like, depending on what kind of kids you're taking in from the system, like, it's ridiculous how much the government pays to house these kids. It's crazy, man. Like, X amount of dollars, like, hundreds of dollars every single day. But I worked with sex offenders, too, so that was a little different. They all been rehabilitated, so we only had one bad experience where, like, some kid tried to, you know, commit a crime after he had been rehabilitated, in my experience, you know. They're all, you know, normal kids. A lot of them had been abused themselves or, you know, didn't feel, but it was quite the experience. But yeah, I definitely got inspired enough to where I wanted to open a boys' home, and I've even thought about maybe doing like some foster care or something, or have my own foster care home or of some sort, you know, and staff it and stuff. And like,
would you still want to do something like that?
That's something I'm interested in doing. So, and seeing what it takes, you know, to like, if you know, something where I don't have to do it all myself, where I could even hire people to help me, but just run it the way I want and make sure the kids are well taken care of and stuff. And
don't hire any bad apples.
Right. You know, there's some good foster parents that do it well. Like, remember hearing about one of the kids that left the boys' home and he lived in this big home, like, their nice house, and there was like, they had all the game systems and stuff for him to play, and just like a normal kind of home. But like, you know, I think there might have been a number of foster kids there or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, there's plenty of people, too, that just do it for the money, which you're not getting a lot of money. You're getting a little bit to help, you know, you're getting enough to take care of them, plus a little bit. But, I mean, really, for the most part, all the money you're getting is just probably enough to
put back into it.
To put back into the kid, really. But, I mean, man, to an extent, like, in my experience, like, being in that kind of atmosphere or, like, basically raising kids, you know, like, you're a parent to them in a way, like, so rewarding. And, like, not only, like, are you able to impact their lives, but they're impacting your lives, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm friends with a handful of them on Facebook, and chatted up one the other day, and he's doing pretty good. And
that's good.
But a lot of them are doing pretty well, so it's pretty cool. But, yeah, I definitely have a interest in that. Like, I mean, my parents worked at a children's home, so I got a passion for working with teenagers and stuff at a young age. And, I very much enjoyed it. And the only part I didn't like about it was some of the other staff I worked with that were just horrible and, like, weren't there for the kids, you know. And,
why were they there?
Yeah, good question. You know, good question. Or then one of the person that beat me out for management, he first did it for the kids, and then it just, he had some bad experiences along the way, and it just messed him up a little bit. His heart got hardened to the kids in a way. And you can't do that, man. That's the sad part is, too, they make it too easy to not care as much because they kind of treat the kids like they're just numbers in a way or whatever. That's the wrong term I'm looking for, but like they're just patients or whatever, you know. Or, but you know, we became a family, and they're like my kids to me. You know, it was amazing. So, but you can hug them or anything like that. Like you're not really supposed to hug them or nothing like that. So there's like definitely like, gosh, I couldn't imagine being in an environment, you know, where. Which you got to be careful with those kind of things too, especially with what they've been through and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine growing up in a home where it didn't get hugged. Especially, I mean, there's people too that like that's their love language. It's just, I mean, I mean, you ever run to those people like, gosh, I mean, because you're, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, because there's always those people when you're around there like want to hug you every time they see you.
Yeah,
depending on your personality, you're like, which I mean, that, you know, that, like, that bothers you. But you I know, would say like, I mean, we don't. I mean, we usually dab each other up, or for the most part, or I don't know. Yeah, I think. Well, I can't even remember how we greeted. We usually dab each other up or just say what's up. But
for the most part.
For the most part. But
But that's why Poopa's not allowed back at church right now.
Right, because he yeah.
Because he can't. He's a hugger.
That's true. I was like, I didn't think I was like, oh, the poor Poopa. You know, he loves that.
He'll give you a hug. People.
But yeah, he would be running around.
That was the first day they went back.
Yeah, they did a try thing.
Yeah, so they went. They went when we opened the church back up after COVID, like kind of ran its course. We opened it back up with like restrictions, and day one they went through like all the staff had to meet in the middle of the week, and they were gonna go through like training on like this is how we're gonna do things going forward. That way we can get people in here. And on the training night, Poopa, my grandfather, just went around acting like nothing was different, shaking hands, giving people hugs, happy to see people. And Nana was like, oh no, he cannot come to church right now. Failed immediately on training night, and he hasn't been able to go back to church
since.
You
have not passed the test.
He cannot social distance. That's not him.
All right. If you don't know who Nana and Poopa is, where have you guys been? But that's my aunt, uncle, Tyler's grandparents. Very, very close grandparents, mm-hmm. slash kind of raised you a little bit too. So means a lot. And I freaking love them. They're, they feel like another set of parents to me, just being
special
around.
Special group
like
of people.
Amazing people. Then we got one. We have a, which would be Tyler. We have, other than Nana Poopa, we have a grandmother, which would be your great grandmother, mm-hmm. my grandmother. And what she's like, getting close to 90 now, I think. It's crazy. So she's been kind of locked away in the nursing home. I guess she's been doing okay for the
most
part.
She got out the one Sunday. They let her out.
Once. That was great. My parents got to see her there. You know, they broke her out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She got so that's the only time we've seen her. Like, I don't know. Have you been over there to see her through the window? I guess some of the family goes and sees her through the window and stuff. But
yeah, they went like one.
It'd be kind of hard to do.
They went one Thursday night, but I wasn't able to go because of rehearsal.
Hmm. Oh yeah, I was doing a business deal that night. Yeah. Which I kind of ended up coming here not too long after our grandfather passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So really, that's my only grandparent left, and then on the other side of the way, your great grandparents, they're both passed away, right?
Yeah, on the other side, yeah.
So you only have the one great-grandparent left.
Yep.
Other than anybody, anybody with your
dad's honestly, parents? I don't even know everybody on my
you
dad's
don't even
side.
Really know them that much. Yeah, you didn't really get to know your dad till what? Late
junior
on high
in
school?
High school. Junior in high school.
Junior high school, and then you live with? Did you live with him for with a little bit?
I lived with him for a year.
Which was a crash course on construction work, right?
Pretty fucking much, dude. A crash course on how to remodel a
home.
I'm
surprised you survived like there that whole time. Like, yeah. I mean, I guess you did. You enjoy it to an extent, or
no? It sucked.
No,
it's terrible.
Then why? I mean, well, I don't know. Just
because we had to do it.
Dad too, yeah.
We had to do it. It was the house
he
bought.
You didn't have to live there.
Well, I got kicked out.
Wait, you got kicked out?
Yeah, my mom kicked me out, sir.
I didn't know you got kicked out.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit, why'd you get kicked out?
I got kicked out on a weekend. Oh, my dad came and picked me up, and I literally had all my shit in trash bags, and I moved in with him.
What did you
do? In like one day. And I went to school at a new school.
How much weed were you smoking?
No, it was not that.
so
I lived with him for a year.
You don't want to talk about it? You don't want to say?
Mom and I just got into like disagreements.
Disagreements? Okay.
Yeah. Just didn't agree with the way that she did things, which is fine.
And her body can be found buried. just kidding. She's probably listening right now. I'm probably going to get slapped the next time I see her.
No, you're definitely getting slapped, sir.
I always get in trouble with something. Which is so funny because I was like, I don't hear from you. You don't text me. And then you decide you can be angry with me next time you see me. She got upset because I'd been cooking over here.
Mm-hmm. So. By the way, she did text me this week and said, You got to get better with your mic because she could barely hear you.
Well, yeah, because you got to turn this shit up. Well, she put it on you.
She texted so you me to tell
this.
You.
You got to fix this shit.
No, sir.
Would she lose my number? What the fuck?
I just don't think she wants to talk to you.
I guess not. Yeah. Gosh. Man, the things I could say about her.
Yeah, go ahead. Damn. She'll hear it.
Anyway, so this one story.
Yeah. We already talked about her pissing herself, so.
Yeah, that is the best story, I think.
The most amazing story.
Best small Thanksgiving ever.
With like, video proof.
What an amazing Thanksgiving story. I'm not sure what episode that, you'd have to go back, but I'm sure. Because not only did that that happened in the midst of the whole pie scenario.
The ghost pie.
Because that's why she was laughing and then peed herself.
Yeah, the ghost pie.
Yes, the ghost pie.
The ghost pie.
I think the episode is called.
It's called the ghost pie.
Is it called Thanksgiving ghost pie or just ghost pie?
No, just ghost pie. The ghost pie.
If you want to go back, that's probably like somewhere around 50.
I don't even know.
Episode 50 or something.
No, because it after. Oh shit! I think it was episode like in the 70s is when I started naming them. Because if you go back to our older episodes, there's no names for them. Yeah, it was only a specific set of episodes where I started naming them.
Well, Deanna texts me if I'm not talking loud enough. Let me know, and I'll sneak up the volume a little bit. So
don't you dare! Don't you dare!
What you gonna do, Daddy?
I'll turn you down.
I just grossed myself out by just.
Dude, I'm getting hungry. I want some pizza. You gonna make
Sounds
me some
good,
pizza?
Man. Yes, I'm about to make us some pizza. Man, is Tyler wrapping this podcast up?
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry. Dude.
Hungry. Oh shit!
Starving.
Ever since I mentioned it, you're like, "Oh shit, this pizza does."
Well,
good.
The last time I ate was at noon, and it's 7:30. I'm ready to eat, man.
It is, yeah. Yeah, you probably gotta be in bed at 8:30.
Seth, where can we find you?
Guys, you can find me on Unscripted Banter on Instagram. I'm always posting on there. Also, my own personal one that I never post on, Seth Ohms, on Twitter. I always So if you follow me on Twitter, I post when I post on Instagram, so you'll know a new podcast is up for the most part. But some days I post it up a couple days later. Make sure you have your notifications on if whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, SoundCloud. No, we're not on SoundCloud. Yeah, I keep on forgetting to say that too. So we lost a lot of you guys, which you don't even know. You're definitely not listening to us on SoundCloud because we're not on
You're
SoundCloud.
Talking to people that don't exist.
Don't exist. I know I need to post that every once in a while on Instagram. And hopefully find some of the people because we are getting half of our views from SoundCloud. And then we switched over to Anchor because Anchor is really fluid and we can already run an ad
Thank
and stuff,
you,
which
Anchor.
Is cool.
Thank you, Anchor. We're not hating.
Yeah, loving the Anchor.
Dude, it's so easy to use.
I guess there's no way for us to, I mean, we haven't really tried to look into it, but at least from Anchor itself,
we can't post
to SoundCloud. We might be able to independently do it. We'd have to, you'd probably have to have a separate.
Wouldn't work. We'd have to have a separate RSS feed.
So that wouldn't. Oh, well. Tyler, where can we find you?
Find me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. If you are really resourceful, you can find my second Instagram page. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Seth, when am I going to get my camera?
You know, good question. I don't know. You seem to be having really bad luck with this. I feel like you should just ask for your money back and then wait and like go to
the problem. The problem is I can't even ask for my money because there's no fucking website, sir.
The funny part is you probably could go pick up one at Best Buy right now, right?
Nah, you can't buy them at Best Buy.
Oh, really?
Like yeah. That's the thing. Like the model that I bought, you can't just buy it like Best Buy
it's
or like
a brand
Walmart.
New model?
It's a newer model, but
I thought they would have the newest stuff, but I guess they're not a huge.
They only sell up to a certain model, like a certain. What's the best way to explain it?
It's like the Rolls Royce of cameras.
Not necessarily the Rolls Royce, but like your typical places like Best Buy and like.
The Cameron.
The what?
The Cameron of Canons.
Shut the fuck up. They will only sell up to like a certain camera. After you start getting into the more expensive ones, they don't sell those. You actually have to go to the website and buy them.
I was trying to say a car type, but Cameron is a car, right? No, I'm
fucking. Nope.
What is it called? I'm saying it wrong. Cameron.
Yeah, you're definitely saying it wrong.
Camry.
There you go. Toyota Camry. Dude, you know I'm thinking about trading my truck in, by the way. I'll slide this in the episode here.
Yeah.
Toyota.
Well, if you're not going to refinance, trade it in. Make sure you get better interest.
Toyota sent me
raped right now on the ass.
Email. They're looking for used vehicles because they can't buy used vehicles right now for as cheap as they normally do because they're going for like retail price at auctions. Mm-hmm. So like, hey, trade in your vehicles. We'll put you in a new ride. And I quoted, I had them like estimate how much my truck would be worth. So I like typed it into an estimator and shit like that. And I put in what I wanted from my trade-in. And dude, I could get so much more truck for less than I'm paying right now.
Right. And a much better interest.
From a better interest. At this point, I've already established a relationship with Toyota. They know that I'm good on my payments and shit.
And it shouldn't be every 2 weeks. It should be just once a month, right?
I only pay once a month.
Oh, you do only pay
once
a month.
Yeah, I pay once a month.
Okay.
But dude, I'm talking like I built my own Tacoma.
Yeah, the newer vehicles you get, like you can get as close to, like I ended up with 0% interest. Or no, close to 0%. I think I ended up like 5% interest, which anytime you can get less than 5, like you're doing good. Like, so yeah, if you're shooting, getting close to 5, so. But anyways, you were saying you built yourself a car, basically?
I built my own truck.
Okay.
I fucking made it, and I looked at it, and I was like, fuck, this is a beautiful truck.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was less monthly than I'm paying for my truck right now, and it's just huge upgrades. And ever since I made it online, Toyota's texted me, called me. A couple different dealerships are like, hey, we saw you put your quote in. Like, what can we do to get you here? We want to buy your truck because they can't buy them for cheap right now. So they're looking for used vehicles. And mine's in tip-top shape. Ever since I bought it, it was brand new. I have not serviced this outside of Toyota. They've got all my service records.
It's probably gotten nicer since you bought it. as Tyler is.
It's fucking... So, yeah, I'm looking for... I actually have... I'll show you exactly what I want. Look at this fucking bad boy. It's a 2020 Tacoma TRD Pro, army green.
Oof.
Tell me that's not so sexy.
You're wanting to go ahead and do a brand new one and build it.
Yeah. Tell me that doesn't look fucking amazing.
I'm for it too. If you're able to save some money monthly, like,
oh yeah, I'd be paying almost $200 less.
Like, either way, you're gonna have car payments. Yeah, you're gonna have more car payments now, but you're going to have something you like even more, and you're
like,
something more manageable is good.
Fucking look at that green. Dude.
I mean, because you're going to save money. Your interest should definitely be less than what it was.
Yeah.
So you're going to, you probably could end up with the same amount of payments.
Guess what my Kelly's Blue Book is for my truck?
It's like 18 or?
It's close. 16 and a half. Excellent condition.
Nice.
Not bad.
Now, did they tell you how much they would give you for it?
No, not yet.
Because they're going to be trading, so probably the most they'd give you is like 12.
No, they'd give me more than that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to do trade-in. They're going to try to get you for trade-in.
No, so they'll give me Kelly Blue Book.
Make sure you walk away if you can't get what you want. Or like, I mean, because I doubt... But was trade-in... That's the value of it, but what was the trade-in value?
They will give me Blue Book price for it.
Not trade-in?
Yes.
Yes, so trade-in is 16.5?
Yes.
Oh, shit, so it's worth probably at least 20.
Oh, yeah.
So they're probably selling it for full retail, if not a little bit more added on.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, because they're going to do certified
pre-owned.
Pre-owned and all that shit. Yeah, dude, that's pretty good. Because what, you bought it for 18?
No, sir.
How much? 20?
That's cute.
How much did you buy it for? Wait, how much did you buy it for?
Oh. Dude, we should end this episode, huh? I'm fucking hungry.
Wait, is it a lot more?
I'm fucking hungry, dude.
How much did you buy it for?
Let's make some pizza.
Tyler, what the fuck?
We ended this episode 6 minutes ago, dude. Let's buy some pizza. Or let's make some pizza.
Tyler, how much did you buy it for? Is it that bad? Was it that high?
I will never tell you.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll never tell you. If you want to know how much I paid for my truck, it's definitely in an episode somewhere. So... We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.